This interview with Robert Sperry is being taped on August 11th, 1983, at Sperry's house in Seattle by Lamar Harrington. Robert Sperry is S-P-E-R-R-Y, and the interviewer is L-A, capital M-A-R, Harrington, H-A-R-R-I-N-G-T-O-N. You say August 11th.
August the 11th.
Okay. Bob, we're sitting here today in your house, which you've lived for quite a lot of years, and I understand that you're going to be moving to a new studio before long. So this will be our last hurrah in your present house.
It'll be nice to move.
I think we should start with your early years so that we get a lot of information in this tape, and some of these things may seem rather mundane to you unnecessary, but it is important for the interview, and we'll get into talking about your art and other art a little bit later on. I understand that you were born in Bushnell, Illinois, March 12th, 1927?
Right.
That's right. I'm a little hazy about your association then in Canada, and when you left Illinois, how did that happen?
Well, my parents had gone to Canada in 1914 or 15, and they used to go back to Illinois every winter, and I happened to be born on the last trip south before the Depression, and I was born in March and then went back up to Canada in April or May, went into Canada, I should say, in April or May. And my parents were never Canadians. They always remained American citizens. And so I always identified as being an American. And but I lived up there and took all my schooling up there.
And probably the Depression then had something to do with, perhaps you didn't travel back and forth as much then. Is that right?
Yeah, right. There was no travel then until 1941. I was 13 years old, and we then went down to Illinois. It was the year the war with Japan broke out.
So you went to grade school in Canada?
Grade school and high school, and then I dropped out of high school and went down back to Illinois and tried to get in the Navy and the Marines and anything to do with water, because I hated the prairie, so it was so dull and dry up there. And I always thought I loved the water. So I tried to get in the Navy and all these things, and couldn't do it because of my eyes. So then I finally waited around and got drafted in the Army. And
so you had some problem with your eyes. Is that what you said? Eyes?
Nearsighted.
Oh, yeah.
And I a blind spot in one eye.
Oh, yeah. You had to be perfect for the U.S.
Yeah. I was good enough for the Army. There was no problem there.
I see. What about your early family? I've never heard you talk about them to speak of. Were there any artists in your background?
No, they're all dirt farmers from Illinois. And then, of course, my father farmed up in Saskatchewan and from 1914 until 1967, I think it was.
In the service, you mean?
No. He farmed in Saskatchewan.
Oh, he farmed. I see.
Yeah, during that period, before he died. And stayed up there all his life, but he had an eighth grade education, and he was a very independent man. Never tried to push his views on me too much, you know. I can remember one of his favorite words was hustle, you know, get a hustle on, move your ass. And I was the only boy in the family. I had three older sisters. And so I grew up in this very female-dominated house, sort of. He would like to have seen me take over the family farm. But when I decided I wanted to go to college or be an artist, I remember him saying, he said, well, I don't know what the hell you're doing, but if you want to do it, go ahead, you know, because he felt that he'd always been able to do what he wanted to do, and he never wanted to do anything but be a farmer, so, but